Chinese President Xi Jinping says he looks forward to renewing China's ties with Myanmar during his state visit there from Friday to Saturday. This year marks the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between China and Myanmar. The Chinese president says it is important that the two countries carry forward their traditional friendship and deepen cooperation so as to bring their relations into a new era. The Chinese president also proposed that the two sides make new progress in regional peace and stability by enhancing coordination and cooperation. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He had said that the Phase 1 economic and trade agreement between China and the United States has to a large extent addressed the concerns of both sides. He made the remarks when speaking to the press after signing the deal with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House. The Vice Premier says that both sides have agreed to deepen their cooperation on trade. Under the deal, China and the United States will expand their bilateral trade in manufactured goods, energy, and services. Regarding the agreement by China to purchase agricultural products from the United States, the Vice Premier says the purchases conform to World Trade Organization rules.
China's imports are conducted in line with market principles. Chinese enterprises import goods based on market demand. The imports also need to pass the test of consumers.
He also says that the two sides will broaden market access and enhance intellectual property rights protection. The United States has pledged to cancel some of its additional tariffs on imports from China. The two sides will establish assessment and dispute resolution arrangements to monitor the implementation of the deal and address issues as they arise. The operator of China's most profitable railway has started trading on China's A-share market. The Beijing-Shanghai High-Speed Railway Company is aiming to raise 30.6 billion yuan from its listing on the Shanghai Stock Exchange. The high-speed railway giant has made a profit each year since 2014. China has launched a broadband communication satellite into low Earth orbit. The satellite is the first one of a future constellation designed to create a global 5G communication network. The satellite is developed by Beijing-based Galaxy Space. The satellite was launched by China's solid fuel carrier rocket named Kuaizhou, or Speedy Vessel. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had said that Turkey is sending troops to Libya to support the United Nations-backed government of national accord. President Erdogan has also announced that Turkey will start exploration and drilling activities in the eastern Mediterranean, in fields covered by a deal signed with the Tripoli-based government. On January the 8th, the Turkish president announced that 35 non-combat troops have been deployed to Libya to support the government in Tripoli in his fight against the opposition Libyan National Army.